Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live into 157 cities. Also television. As a matter of fact, we just got picked up by another television station today. Kudos to them for standing up and doing the right thing. It's about time, yeah? I'll give you that information and give them a shout-out tomorrow. When I get all of the information, but we do know that we just got picked up by another television station. Also want to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to that page, subscribe, go to the top to Rumble live feed, live radio, go to that Rumble feed and subscribe there as well. If you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, please do so. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now listen, one of the things that I was contemplating today is just all the time over the last 17, 18 years of national radio that I've spent on magnifying the laws against the crime. On a daily basis, I show you what's going on in your country to remind you as to why that this is happening in your country. And the narrative, of course, is to browbeat you into submission by the few. And keep in mind what I just said, by the few. Remember, the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, and this is what dictators do, and this is how they take control. They take control through the narrative. One of the things that I've always done is shown you the law that exposes the crime. Then I point the finger at the responsible party, the 86% of the people that claim to be the Lord's. And I show them that they're to keep the commandments and live, Proverbs 7:2. I'm to show them that they're to keep his statutes and his judgments, that we might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Because this is our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. I have done this for 17 years. This show has never been about highlighting the bad guys. It's been highlighting the law that magnifies the law that condemns the bad guys. But the bad guys do what the bad guys do because the good guys fail to actually deal with the bad guys. And let me remind you as to what I just said a couple minutes ago. We're talking about the few that dictators, remember what I said, they use a small minority to convince the majority that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Well, I've highlighted that as many times as I can remember. and I'm going to continuously do it, that, folks, the power is in your hand to right the wrongs. And I'm talking to the 329.5 million people in this country that tolerate the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population. My job is to show you the judgments of God, because you have failed now at this point, because you failed to take heed to magnifying the law against the crimes. People apparently, I remember when we first started the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I remember telling Tim I want to do an article every day highlighting the good that has been done by the good people in this country under God that have done what the Lord has commanded them and giving them the answers. And we've noticed right off the bat that people didn't really care about the good news. They didn't want the good news. They wanted the bad news. And it's interesting how they feed on gossip as well. So it shows you that we have a bunch of Epicureans and a bunch of those that just want to hear the new thing of the day rather than right themselves by dealing with the wrongs. And I'm not confusing this. I perfectly understood what I just got done saying. But for me, friends, I've got to tell you, I don't like spending a lot of time on the things that we spent time on. I like spending time on giving you the answers and preaching the gospel, the good news, to those that understand the bad news. And again, keep in mind that if there's no hope in my message, then there's no gospel. And that is the good news in Christ. So, with all of that said, I just want to bring you up to par and just kind of share with you as to what I'm thinking about today. What we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes is who hates you. But before we get to that, I also want to cover something that I was going to cover yesterday, but I didn't get time to do it. So I'll do that as well. And it has everything in the world to do with the Word of God. And some of the things that maybe, well, bother me personally, and hopefully if you're born of the Spirit, they're going to bother you as well. So let's right those wrongs as well by bringing in Scripture, bringing in the answer, because that is the Christian duty, friends, an obligation under God is to right the wrongs. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. Before we get to all of that, one of the things that I caught this morning was this, and I'm just going to show you 30 seconds of this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, for anybody questioning the genuineness of this alleged, and I'm using the word alleged on purpose because I'm not buying it, this alleged FBI raid on Donald Trump. I want to show you his son, and I want to ask you the question after you watch this as to, do they seem like they're worried about what the FBI just did to their dad? Because if this isn't telling, friends, I honestly don't know what is.
Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter, gets called out by author Michael Wolff. Now, again,
Does he look like he's worried about his dad?
No, this, well, but
that was just raided by the FBI.
Has had enough of the CNN nonsense. Check out this clip. It's hilarious. Because it's true, and the fact that everyone doesn't get that it's true is also equally hilarious. But this is an epic takedown of one of the biggest propagandists on TV.
Okay, so I want you to keep in mind, this is Donald Trump's son. Does he look like he's worried about what's going on with his dad? And the alleged FBI raid that just took place. Does he look like he's worried about anything that the government's doing? No! Because his son is a part of the establishment, friends. He's controlled opposition as much as his dad is. He is a clown in the circus of politics as much as his dad is. And his sister as well. Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous for anybody out there. I mean, folks, you know, again, how many times do you need to be lied to? You know, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me if you let him go ahead and get away with it. Enough is enough. Folks, the reality of all of this that's taking place in your country, you do need to understand that they're controlled opposition and they're leading the narrative by not standing against the problems that they continuously magnify. That's not our job. This is our job, and I'm doing it right now. Another clown in the circus of politics. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to get to the topic here, but again, I want you to wake up as to what's going on out there because you're being lied to on a major scale. I mean, you just seen Donald Trump's son mocking CNN. His father was just allegedly raided by the FBI. Donald Trump never warred against the establishment, friends. He served the establishment. And according to what I've been hearing across the country, everybody declares that they're sick and tired of the establishment. Apparently not enough. Why is that? I have no idea. I can't for the life of me make sense of what some of the things people say, and then I see what they do, and it blows me away. Matthew 23, verse 23. And for the sake of just getting to the topic, let's do so, friends, because there's more important things right now. We know what the problem is in this country. We know that we have a responsibility in righting the wrongs. So let's get to the issue of, well, admonishing, edifying. In doing so, we're going to have to use the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, in so many different ways in doing so. Ephesians 4:12. I'm sorry, Hebrews 4:12. Forgive me. Hebrews 4:12. One of the things that I see across the country is just this. I can't stand it. I mean, I just got back from Tennessee. I did a couple events out there. We did a protest, confronted some Antifa people. Again, just going to some of the people that I seen out there that were preaching the gospel. And as I'm sitting there listening to some of these people, I'm just thinking to myself, you're talking the whole entire time by being sucked into a carnal debate. you're not making reference to the Word of God. So really what you're doing is you're fighting, which is the sword of the Spirit, by the way. Again, Hebrews 4:12, and go over to Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12, the armor of God. And I noticed that over and over and over again, there was no reference to the Word of God. It was just all carnal reasoning. And yet, when I look at what was taking place there, I could see why the people looked at them and laughed at them. They had a wooden blunt sword in their hand. They were ineffective. They were losing. Why? Because they didn't have the sword of the Spirit in their hands. They didn't have the mind of Christ. They didn't have the heart of God. They definitely didn't need the armor because they didn't have the Spirit of God, John 3:3, within themselves, or Romans 5:5. Now, let me get to this. One of the things that I noticed in Galatians 1:12 is the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. This is important for everybody to hear. It doesn't just apply to me. One thing that I noticed that Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, that was converted as he was knocked down in Acts 9, he wrote in Galatians 1:12, he said, "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Wait a second. So Paul wasn't taught of man to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. No. He was taught by the revelation of the Spirit of Christ. He was taught by the Christ. He's seen the Christ. And he had the Holy Ghost who taught him all things and gave him perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that was in front of him. And because of that, what was the fruit? Well, he bore the fruit. He exhibited the fruits of the Spirit. I've heard on many occasions, and men I even respect, I've heard on many occasions men to try to convince men of spiritual things while they are yet in their reprobate state. Let me say that again. I've heard on many occasions, more than not, men try to convince men of spiritual things while they are yet in the reprobate state. Read Titus 1:16. They're reprobates, okay? They don't bear forth the fruits of the Spirit of God. They're just mere reprobates. I've also seen many times them attempt to, well, they do. They revert to historical and carnal viewpoints. And within itself, the historical viewpoints aren't bad within themselves, making reference to what the Word says concerning the history of the Word from Genesis all the way up to the book of Revelation. That's fine. But I notice that they like to just talk about historical viewpoints rather than their experience in Christ. Okay? And again, it's a wooden blunt sword rather than the sword of the Spirit. And that is called reasoning. And their reasoning when it comes to the Christ, rather than sharing their testimony of which they are to be as witnesses, they talk out of their carnal head. I'm here to tell you first and foremost, friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Let me say it again. God speaks to the heart, friends, not the head. And I'll make more sense of that in just a moment. So what am I saying? I am telling you, friends, reason is the enemy to real faith. See, they want to reason with men. And I know Scripture talks about come, let us reason together, but it's on God's plateau. It's His standard that He's talking about come, let us reason together. He's not talking about reasoning, friends, at the level where reprobate men and carnal men and wicked men actually lead the charge. And yet you see this constantly. Folks, the reasoning of carnal men in many cases, let me say this. Listen carefully to me, you nominal Christians, you lukewarm Christians that Jesus promised to rebuke and to spew out of His mouth in Revelation 3. The reasoning of carnal men in many cases diverts men from the very Christ that you claim to serve. Let me say it again. See, what you've done is you've lowered the standard in many cases to yourself rather than to the risen state of Christ. That is very dangerous. On so many different levels. Friends, you don't argue with carnal men. You don't come down to their level of conversation when speaking of the gospel. But what you do is you lift them up to the things of the Spirit that their conscience, which means with knowledge, so that it may be awakened. And the only person that can awaken the conscience to their state as the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment is the Holy Ghost. He's the one that does that. And how does that happen? When we preach his word. Because we see in Acts 5:32 that the Holy Ghost is given to who? Them that obey him. To he who hath the Son hath life. To those that don't have the Son, they don't have life. And the Holy Ghost said he was not going to bear witness to the lie. Okay? And these men, what they're trying to do is they're trying to do spiritual things. And what are they doing? They're reverting back to their carnal instruments, which are ineffective in so many different ways. Hey, folks, we need to lift them up by the Holy Ghost, because it's the Holy Ghost that does it through us, that their conscience may be awakened, okay? And that their hearts may be open to see their transgressions and a need of a Savior. Romans 3:20 does that. Psalm 19:7 converts them. For by the law they are converted, right? In Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. And keep in mind, the law is holy, the commandment is holy, and just and good. Okay, and the fact of the matter is, we must use his weapons to win this warfare. Now, after all, it is the obligation, and I want you to read, you know what, let me stop for a second. I want you to hear this. Romans 8:7-9. Let me read this so you understand what I'm talking about. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. I'm speaking to Christians now. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And this is the very reason we have so many mushroom converts. They need to be saved again, said George Whitefield, because they never were saved in the first place. Okay? When you look at all of this, and I say after all, it is the obligation laid upon Christians to bring in the answers in Christ by the Spirit to the world, and this is because it is the Spirit by whom they are born, and it is the power of that same Spirit that converts men, as I just said. Not carnal reasoning. How carnal men to convey spiritual matters to who when they are not born of the Spirit? How do they convey spiritual matters when they themselves are not born of the Spirit of God? I mean, this is insane. But you see it all day long. And again, I want to tell you, there's people that I know that are born of the Spirit, but oftentimes I see them taken into carnal debate. The minute you debate, friends, you lose. The minute you give the worldlings, the reprobate, and the wicked a foot, they're going to take you a mile. They win. There's nothing to debate when it comes to the Word of God. Friends, it's infallible, it's immutable, and it's sure. Okay? It's been tried. It's been true. God is not a man that he should lie. What he said, I believe it. That settles it. Period. And that should be with all of us. That is a converted man. And he holds to what is in the Word of God. He doesn't hold to what he thinks in his head. You know, it's crazy. I remember oftentimes in my younger years of ministry, we would go to churches and we'd see this group called Teen Challenge out of Minneapolis. And they'd always have their guys come up and give testimonies. And you knew right off the bat those that were really saved and those that weren't saved. But yet it mattered not to the guy that was there to raise money. Because regardless, what I noticed is that he would have kids come up there and talk about how bad they were, how good of sinners they were, but yet they'd spend 45 minutes on that and they would say nothing about how good of a Savior Jesus Christ is. They're not saved in their or from their sin, friends. Matthew 1:21. They're still in their sin because that's what they're magnifying. How do you convert a man to Christ when you yourself are not converted? We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is rolling back its COVID recommendations, saying unvaccinated people no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to the virus. Also, the recommendations for social distancing and other control measures are no longer required, including for students in school. This, as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's not happy with how the agency responded to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Walensky adding her new goals for the CDC going forward are accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. Another 10 illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border have popped up on a terror screening database. That's according to new numbers for July, which are released this week by Homeland Security. That brings the total this fiscal year to 66. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump's attorney continues to speak out.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
We've learned that the Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds. And they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says monkeypox cases jumped 20% in the last week across 92 countries. The director general saying more than 35,000 cases of monkeypox have been reported to the WHO so far, almost all of them among men who had sex with men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to say this real quick, and we're going to get back to my point. I don't want to be distracted from what we're talking about right now. When they're making reference to the CDC, they have no constitutional authority to tell you anything. And know what they said. And listen to what they said. Pay attention to the details, friends, because they're not hiding anything. Concerning their control measures, that's exactly what it's about. The CDC and the WHO, as to who they made reference to, have zero constitutional authority to tell you or me anything. They have no authority whatsoever. But this is what corruption in government's trying to hand over to these pretended individuals concerning these agencies. It's a pretended authority. Let me say it again. It's a pretended authority. They don't have lawful authority to take control of your life and to tell you you better take a shot or else. But that's the power they seek. So beware of the CDC and the WHO, friends. We know the truth of the matter, and we're going to hold to the truth because it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about how carnal men, in a question, how are carnal men to convey spiritual matters when they are not born of the Spirit? I can stop right there. How are carnal men to convey spiritual matters when they are not born of the Spirit of God? It makes absolutely sense. No sense, does it? No, it doesn't. But we see it all day long from the pulpits in America, across the country, from people that profess to be Christians. But I'll tell you what, if you want to see what they really are, judge them by their fruit. Pay attention to their conversation. Listen to what comes out of their mouth. And I'll get to that as well. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Folks, what assures me of who I am in Christ is what Christ has done for me in delivering me from my sins. I was just highlighting during the end of the last break how this organization called Teen Challenge in Minnesota, they're doing a good thing. But what I noticed, it didn't really matter who they use when they go from church to church to church to church, having worked with many of those young people. They would sit up there, they were called up by the person that was there to raise money for his organization, and what we had noticed is that they would sit there for 45 minutes talking about how good of a sinner they were, rather than how great of a Savior Jesus Christ is. And that shows you right there, and they would do it with a smirk on their face. They're not sorry for their sins. There was no godly sorrow. They weren't sorry for breaking and transgressing God's moral law, Acts 20, verse 21, 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. There was no contrition, Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 51, verse 17, Psalm 34, 18, not in that order. There was no contrition. They weren't sorry for their sins. They were gloating in their sins. And yet, because they go from church to church, hearing all of these hirelings, John 10, 12, in the pulpits, telling them that they're saved, which, by the way, it is not a man's job to tell you or me that we are saved in any sense of the word. That is for the Holy Ghost to bear witness to, not man. Where does man think that he is when he sits there and assures people that they're saved? When in fact, it's not his job to do that. Again, that is the job of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And you can do a little homework on that when it comes to Matthew Henry's commentary on those that are saved and those that are not saved. The surest sign that you're saved is the fact that you go on with Christ. And I'm not talking about a fair-weathered friend. I'm not talking about when you got one foot in the world and one foot in the church. I'm not talking about that carnal Christianity. There's no such thing. That's a lack of Christianity. And Jesus rebuked them people more than anybody. Right? Read Matthew 23. But again, making my point, friends, I see this all the time. They sit there and they assure people about how they're saved, and yet they themselves are not saved. That's crazy. Reason, friends, is the enemy to faith. And isn't it interesting? Jesus was crucified for telling the truth, and yet these people that are getting people saved, as they say, are sitting there telling these people to just say the prayer and you're going to heaven. Baloney. Hogwash. Not scriptural. Right? We're supposed to prove them. Did you know that Charles Spurgeon talked about this back in the 1700s and the 1600s and the 1500s during the era of Reformation within the church? Did you know, as Scripture tells us, that we're to prove those that we labor among and prove all things with those men that we labor with? Isn't it interesting? He said that before you could be a part of a church, you would have to be proven for 1 to 3 years before you were accepted into that congregation. See, we don't see any of that today. You had to be proven. They had to know that you were the real deal. And it was going to take a little time, not just, I'm a Christian, and everybody sits back and takes it for what they say. How many times have you seen these horrors? And I'm thinking about all of these superstars, these pop stars, they're whores. And I'm talking about Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and the list goes on. They sit there and they sell themselves out to the world, to the lust of the flesh, which the Lord says is a spirit of Antichrist, because why? They love the world, which is a spirit of Antichrist. They serve the world. They sell themselves out like a bunch of whores do. And then they have the audacity to get up at the pulpit and thank Jesus Christ for their awards. No, that's called hypocrisy. It's a different Jesus, friends. It's not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense of the word. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. And it bothers me to no end. And I see it all the time, especially those within the church. It's crazy, too, is another point that I can make on this is how men believe that they're saved, and yet you listen to their conversation, and what do you see? Carnality. And I'm thinking right now, and I need to make a quick point of this, but I'm thinking of James 1:26 right now, Ephesians 4:29, and Colossians 3:8. And I want you to hear this. If any man among you seem to be a Christian, religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Listen to men's conversations, friends. That's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And it's interesting. When the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, it also tells us as to what is in man's heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And when you see that it's not a regenerated heart, Titus 3:5, you can see that they're not born of the Spirit in the process of doing it. They haven't worked out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They haven't honored their vessels through sanctification. And folks, don't forget scripturally, there is a process, a lifetime process of sanctification unto obedience by the washing of the water of the word. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. See, this sounds like mumbo jumbo to those that don't spend time with the Lord. But hopefully what you see is an exhibition of my conversation that I have in the Word and by the Word, and it comes out from me to you. That is the Word of God, and it is the Christ. Let me go to Colossians 3:8 really quick, and I want you to hear this. You're supposed to put off your filthy communication out of your mouth. And yet you hear these people talking up and down, and it's like, dude, what are we doing? You're sitting there, you're talking about Jesus, and the next thing you're talking about is kicking A and, dropping the F-bomb, or you're cursing God, or you're saying Jesus Christ in a vulgar manner, blasphemy. It's incredible to me. Ephesians 4:29, what does it say? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I want to tell you something. When you're born of the Spirit, you don't have to try not to swear. It's not there anymore. I just told my son this the other day. I said, isn't it interesting? You sit around these people. And I said, honey, I talked to my 18-year-old kid that way. He's always going to be my honey. I said to him, they call themselves Christians, but look what comes out of their mouth. It's a lack of Christianity. And how do you explain it? I'll tell you this. Before I got saved, I mean really saved, I was broken down 1,000 times over, and I still am. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. That is totally true. That is totally true. Okay? But everything I used to talk about, it had to have the F word in it at least 2 or 3 times, regardless if it made sense or not. When I got saved, it disappeared. It wasn't there anymore. It was instantaneous. It was like, whoa, I don't have a desire to do that anymore. That's gone. My old desires are a thing of the past. Well, doesn't the Bible say, behold, all things are become new? All things old have passed away. All things are become new. That's exactly what happened to me. And it's still happening to me. We're created in the likeness and the image of Jesus Christ, Him who is without sin. He is my big brother. I want to be just like Him because we are to emulate Him. Hebrews 13:7. John 14:6. He is who He says He is. Let me make the next point, okay? Going back to reason is the enemy of faith. Carnal men speaking of spiritual matters, it's an oxymoron every step of the way. Listen carefully. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Listen to what the Word of God says. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Well, let me stop right there. How many times have you heard, and I see this too. Oh my gosh, does that guy know? He is a great orator. Man, that guy knows how to put things together. What a great teacher. What a great pastor. What a great evangelist. What a great this, that, or the or the other thing. And what does he do? He knows how to orate, but he doesn't know the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that the letter killeth, it's the Spirit that giveth life. I'll tell you what you're listening to right there. You're listening to a smart man. They're called motivational speakers. You're listening to a motivational speaker without the Holy Ghost. And what he's doing is he's adding what? He's adding to the numbers of those that are going to end up in hell because they've allowed this man to deceive them. If you look at John and you look at Peter, the Bible says that they were foolish and unlearned men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus Christ. You're not supposed to find your faith in man's wisdom, friends. Beware of that. You're to find it in the power of God, says Scripture. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." We'll be right back after this break. We're going to continue on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the ceiling chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
It's interesting because we're talking about reason is the enemy of carnal, reason is the enemy of real faith, and carnal men speaking of spiritual matters. Isn't it interesting how they always equate their Christianity to who they are, and it always comes back to them rather than to the Lord? That was one of the things that I experienced in Nashville. As I said, guys, you're not giving them a knowledge of their sin. You're not showing them that they're sinning before God. You're merely just talking with them in carnal matters, and they're winning the debate. That's why they're laughing at you. Show them their sin before God. And by the way, that's why Christ was hated. I'll get to that in just a moment. We're talking about reason is the enemy of faith. It is carnal men speaking of spiritual matters. Those that are born of the Spirit, they're going to speak the Word of God. Their conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is hard to find. And when you find it, don't let it go. I would rather have a conversation about the Word all day long, because I do it by myself, while I read the Word of God, feeding on the bread of heaven, John 5. I do it all day long, rather than to sit around and talk about the things of the world. I can't stand it. My life isn't there. My life is in Him. We're in his hands. We're his inheritance. He's our inheritance. And if he's our life, then guess what? It's the spirit that profiteth. The flesh addeth nothing. But let me show you where your faith is supposed to be. Read 1 Corinthians 2:5. Read 1 Corinthians 4:20. I just kicked them off during the last end of the last segment. What does it say in 1 Thessalonians 1:5 through 9? This is a whole consummation of what I want to say on this topic. For our gospel came not into you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. Now listen carefully, and in much assurance, as you might know what manner of men are among you, for whose sake? The apostles' sake or for our sake? For your sake. And what does it say? And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in what? Much affliction. Much affliction, folks. This is what people try to divert from, the trials and the tribulations. No, listen carefully. And you become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, but with joy of the Holy Ghost. It's a different joy, folks. It's a spiritual joy, and it's the gifts of the Spirit. So that you are examples is what it's saying, to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. From you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only into Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. Okay? So that we need not to speak anything. And that's where you hear this famous quote from the preacher that said, preach to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. But now going on, for they themselves show unto us what manner of entering we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now what am I talking about idols here? A God that you've created to suit your sin. That's fallen man. When you're following the Christ, it's all spiritual. Okay? There's a difference. Make distinction. I also want you to take note, friends, that we see this constantly. Okay, let me read it again. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering we had unto you, and how you turned from God to serve the living God. From idols. In other words, I'm not going to serve a carnal God, because God is real and I know him in my heart. Let me say it this way in Scripture. It says that they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. God condemned that. They feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. They had a form of Christianity, but they denied the power thereof. And the Bible says, from such, turn away. Folks, from such, turn away. You can't counterfeit what you don't have, friends, nor can you give what you do not have. And yet we see this all day long when it comes to those that call themselves Christians. If they're not speaking according to the word of God, Isaiah 8:20, the law unto the testimony, get away from them. Because there's no light in them. Let's hold to the word. I'm not talking about a circus of the gospel and those who demand signs and wonders, though they are promised to the believers, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. That's what Scripture tells us. I'm not talking about how they receive the gospel by that of the Spirit and not of men. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I am talking about. What did Paul say? Galatians 1:12. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:12. So get a carnal man on the show to try to debate. I'm going to hold to the word. I will always hold to the word. Okay? When you look at those carnal men trying to teach you spiritual matters, judge them by their fruit. Because we know that there's no such thing as a fruitless Christian, and you can rest assured, friends, they have no spiritual fruit. John 15:8. Now, the type of people I'm talking about here are those that talk of carnal things such as their favorite preachers, politicians, sports icons, musicians, so on and so forth. They know much of the world, for this is the spirit of which they were born, and what I ask comes of that. False converts. Look to their conversations, friends. 1 John 4:4-5, because that's all they know, and that's what they are familiar with. When it comes to the testimony, they speak much of their sinful lives, as I shared already, and how great of a Savior, instead of a great Savior, that Christ is in saving us from our sins, Matthew 1:21. In ending on this point, Jesus said what? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. In context, he was talking to Nicodemus. Okay? That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you that you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and that thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it came from and where it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit of God. Let me say this. Charles Spurgeon said, those that declare and speak much of how they're saved and they're going to heaven, he said, count on it. They're not going to heaven. They're going to hell. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said. For those that talk much of the assurance of going to heaven, I know that I'm saved, I know that I'm saved, that I know that I'm saved. He said, you can count on it. They're hellbound, in so many words. That's right. We're working out our salvation on a daily basis. Read 2 Corinthians 13:5. What does it say? We're to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith or not, whether we be reprobates. And now I can notice on social media platforms people being aggravated. Listen, these are the very things that you need to hear because nobody else ever took the time to love you enough to tell you what nobody else ever took the time to tell you. And that's why I'm telling you. Read the Word of God because that's all I'm giving you. So here's the conclusion, friends. If they are not born again, John 3:3, how is it that they are trying to convince men to be saved when they are not even saved themselves? And I've said it three times. Let me say it another way. If the blind lead the blind, what does Jesus say? They shall all fall into the ditch. Matthew 15:14. Who is he talking about? The Pharisees. Wasn't it Jesus in John 10 that said, you say that you can see, therefore you're blind. But those that are blind are the ones that can see. Yes, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Big difference. Big difference, friends. So if the blind lead the blind, the Bible says they shall fall into the ditch. How are those that are dead in their sins to preach life in the Spirit? Folks, you got to listen. You got to listen. You got to find your faith in Him, not in man. And guess what? Jesus was hated by the world because the things that he told them uncovered them of their sin. And they had no more excuse in staying in their sin. That's why they crucified him. I remember when I was speaking to Jesse Ventura, and we were going back and forth, and it was a great interview. It was probably my favorite interview I've ever done. I had a lot of fun with Jesse. Folks, imagine that guy getting saved, right? But here it is. I remember saying to him, he said, you could talk to me until you're blue in the face. Well, I said back to him, I said, well, what the Lord puts in you, no devil in hell can take it away. You're a fool for your pains to suggest otherwise. See, if a man can talk you into something, friends, with his carnal reasonings, remember, man can also talk you out of it. And when you're born of the Spirit, you have a sure word. Folks, you have your feet on that rock, and you ain't, and I said ain't, moving by the grace of God. It's a fantastic place to be. A lot of times when you're on the rock of ages, we got to understand, folks, that those waves brought us to the rock of ages. So those waves aren't doing us a disservice. They're doing us a service. And hopefully those that are a little convicted right now understand what I'm doing right now. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. And what the Holy Ghost does is he comes in and convicts you of the very things that you're being told right now to bring you to the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby you might be saved. Read Acts 20, verse 21. And folks, I'm going to get to more of who hates you tomorrow. Who hates you? Because if you ain't got people hating on you, I got a question. Where is the Christ that promised that the world would hate you? This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And boy, oh boy, do we live that here. Either you love the Word of God or you don't. There is no in-betweens. It's black or it's white. Read Revelation starting in verse 19. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. I hope I was clear. We'll talk to you soon. See you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.